There's a special room at One Athens City School where children with behavioral issues like ADHD or autism can decompress. In the sensory room, these children can play interactive games or wrap up in a cocoon hammock, and that's made a world of difference. Three multicolored water tubes quietly hum in the sensory room at Julian Newman Elementary School. Each day, this room transforms to help students with sensory processing disorders that affect their classroom behavior. A 15-minute session in the room helps them decompress.
At the fish, at the green fish, green.
The student feels the tube's vibrations, and it seems to make him calmer as he watches the lights change from green to blue and follows a bobbing plastic fish with his finger. In another session, a student needs to burn off some extra energy. He leaps onto a thick blue foam pad called a crash mat.
Whoa!
The room might seem like an indoor playground, but this isn't recess. It's therapy.
They know that when they're in here, that they can jump around, they can crash on the mat, so that they can make sure that they are engaging in the classroom.
That's Julian Newman Elementary's principal, Sharla Birdsong.
Each student has a sensory diet. Students like the jumperoo. We also have a crash pad.
Birdsong says not every student who uses the sensory room has a sensory processing issue. Some just need a place to wind down.
I had a kindergarten student who couldn't seem to get control of his emotions, and we quickly said, hey, let's take a walk. Went straight to the bubbles, and within minutes he was back into the classroom.
Ooh, do you like how it feels, huh?
Two students, one with a sensory processing issue and one without, end their time in the room with a matching game.
Can you help them find another purple one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look.
I found the other purple one!
They move their hands through a clear plastic tub filled with squishy water gel beads in many colors and vividly colored plastic fish waiting to be found.
See if you can find a yellow one.
Whoever can find it first.
You think so?
Oh, yellow!
We found it!
Then the timer goes off, and the students head back to class. Stacy Givens is an experienced builder of sensory rooms. Julian Newman is the third school in the Athens City school system to receive her help. She says her drive to build sensory rooms comes from a labor of love.
My son, with sensory therapy, we saw immediate results. And what I witnessed was that if I gave him some dedicated sensory time and he could be asked to sit and concentrate for a period of time because his anxiety was released.
And there's proof that sensory integration therapy works. In 2011, a study by the American Occupational Therapy Association focused on a group of elementary-age children with autism spectrum disorder. The group showed significant progress toward individualized goals and a decrease in autistic mannerisms after sensory integration interventions in a community setting. Givens says she and her son have also experienced the power of sensory integration.
So when we began looking at transitioning him into elementary school, I wanted to make sure that that therapy was available to him every day. I knew other children would benefit from it. I began doing the hands-on work. Then gradually, I've gotten a little more help. I almost have it down to a science now.
Givens says sometimes finding space and building a sensory environment in a school can be hard and costly, but
I would encourage every school to carve out a place for a sensory room. All of the schools that I have worked with had a lack of space. However, they have seen the need and they are reaping the benefits.
Givens plans to continue her efforts. Her next project is to research and build sensory rooms for middle and high school level students in Athens. For 89.3 Huntsville, I'm Katie Ganaway. You can hear this story again at WLRH.org and on our Facebook and Twitter pages.